The Bird Show.
I think networks have had a policy now for a long time that if somebody, a fan, runs onto a field, be it baseball or football or whatever, they won't show you the fan running onto the field and security tackling them anymore,
right?
Because they felt like it makes sort of a celebrity out of you, and it would only encourage others to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a little shocking the last 24 hours to finally see some footage. This happened in Philadelphia 48 hours ago, and it got a lot of play on ESPN yesterday. And I think they're doing the rest of the country a big disservice by showing it. It's a 17-year-old kid runs out onto the field at a Phillies game, and security can't get a hold of this kid, so they end up tasing him. Here's some of the story on ESPN yesterday.
At some point prior to the eighth inning of last night's game, Wayne Consalvi's phone rang in Pottstown, PA. On the phone was his son, 17-year-old high school senior Steve, calling from the ballpark to ask dad's permission to run onto the field during the game, saying it'd be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Now, the elder Consalvi, this according to the Philly Daily News, said it didn't seem like a good idea. It turns out they were both right, for all the wrong reasons. For after briefly evading security personnel before the eighth inning, in fact, began, Consalvi is seen here, was felled by a taser gun fired by a Philadelphia police officer. Consalvi was said to be down some 30 seconds after being hit before being escorted from the field under his own power. Now, this is what the elder Consalvi went on to say to the Philadelphia Daily News, calling it just teenagers having fun. He said, and I quote, "I don't recommend running on the field, but I don't think they should have tased him at all," end quote. Now, the team later confirmed it would cooperate with police investigating the use of such force. A police spokesman here, Charles Ramsey, had this to say to KYW Radio, police commissioner, about the incident, and I quote, "It was inappropriate for him to be out there on the field. Unless I read something to the contrary, that officer acted appropriately. I support him 100%.
So you've got this 17-year-old in the stands, and he's calling his old man. He's like, "I've got this. I'm not drunk, Dad. I haven't had anything to drink, nothing to do with that. It just looks like fun. Should I run out onto the field?" And Dad says, "I wouldn't recommend it." But 17-year-old goes out there, right? So if you haven't seen the video, he's sort of weaving his way through security guard. He's 17 years old. Kid's in good shape, right? And most security guards are in their, you know, late 20s, early 30s. They can't get a hold of this kid. So one bigger security guard just gets about police officer gets about 10, 15 feet away from him. Booyah! Kid goes right down. I mean, face plant onto the grass. And a couple seconds later, he gets up and they escort him off the field. No harm, no foul. But people are really upset that they used a taser gun on a 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Really upset.
How are they supposed to know how old he is when he's running around the field?
Yeah, I don't know how deep a debate we can get into here, because it seems pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, I mean, he made an adult decision. And how do you tell if somebody's 17 or 18? How do you tell if somebody's 17 or 21 when they're running from you?
It doesn't matter. The part of the, I think the bigger debate is it's the first time they've ever tased someone on a field.
Oh.
Like normally, traditionally, you get tackled. And the rumor is in Philadelphia, you get your ass kicked. Like when they walk you in the tunnel. Like,
really? Then there's a gauntlet that you have to go through.
Well, they have a jail in the stadium, in the ballpark. And so a lot of people fall down on their way, you know, because sometimes it's tough to walk with a bunch of security guards around you. So sometimes you fall into the wall.
They used to in the old veteran stadium. They used to have a court underneath the stadium where you would get tried immediately.
What?
Yes.
Really?
It was underneath the stadium.
Really?
Now I think it's just a security jail. But
that sounds like urban legend.
No, it's true. It's absolutely true. Yeah.
There's so many drunk Philly fans.
Yeah,
really?
They used to put him on trial immediately.
Why did you say it's Philly, man? I as a non-sports fan, I don't know what that means.
Well, Philly is just kind of a harder town, you know, like they throw snowballs at Santa Claus around Christmas time when they parade Santa out during a football game. They're just hard fans, you know?
It's not the friendliest town.
Got it.
So the brotherly love thing's kind of BS.
Okay.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
So this kid runs out on the field, and most parents are saying, "Look, we understand why you had to do it, but to a 17-year-old, really?"
Well, the sad thing is that as we're having this debate in my mind, I'm thinking, man, if my teenager called me and said, "Mom, I want to run out on the field," there's a part of me be like, "Go for it, hon."
Really?
It is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
I'm glad the dad's being cool and saying, "Well, you know, I told him not to do it, but he did it, so..."
And you got what? You got to look at it from a security and a player standpoint also. I mean, there are so many crazies in the stands that if they don't set the record and set a precedent that if you come onto your field, you don't know what's going to happen. A lot of these guys can get really close to the players, really close to the players. Mm-hmm. So they had, I'm for it. That's fine.
Yeah. The players were laughing, which made me laugh. Their gloves over their face. That just made it even more funny.
And security, I mean, it's I think the biggest joke, too, was the fact that security guards now have a reputation that they can't run. You know, they can't run. They can't catch anybody. You know?
I think they're going to be working out a little bit harder this week.
If you're a security guard.
It's a lot of field to cover on a baseball field, too, man, because once you get past the foul lines, you got 100 yards, man. You are going to be seen.
The next time you see that, it's going to be one of us wearing a morph suit when Bobby gets thrown off. Like, trying to tackle him before he gets through the dugout.
Hey, Steven, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I was just going to quickly say, this is another example. It just irks me that somebody who does something wrong ends up trying to become a victim, and you have to review the force and all. It just, come on, don't run onto a field. You break a rule, you break a law, you get a paddle.
From what I heard, the kid and the dad, they're not complaining.
Oh yeah,
it's just the fans that are all upset about it.
They did a poll on ESPN yesterday, and like 41% said it was excessive force for a 17-year-old.
Oh, but how do they know he was 17?
Like, I don't. Hindsight's 20/20, right?
Yeah.
Get it, The Bird Show.